Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cheesy chips.
Yep.
I've had one of my Easter eggs.
Do you have toasty?
Yeah, that was the first thing I had, was a cheese and ham toasty. And believe me, that first bite, Jesus, chills down my spine, guys. It just hit different.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've already said, fuck it, it's Christmas, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
Coming up later on this episode, the indisputable proof that 2024 is everyone's year.
Right.
Please don't go anywhere because the proof is here.
But didn't we say this about 2023, 2022, 2021?
And if we'd have known what we know in this episode, we would never have said that. About those years.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be. Can we thank everybody, start this episode off by thanking everybody for all your lovely messages about Katie, who announced she was leaving last week. She's read them all. I think she's replied to loads as well.
Yeah, loads of them, yeah.
So we know that she was really touched by the response as well. We just want to reassure you that we're still here.
You're not getting rid of us that easy.
We're still going to be here every week. The podcast continues. There might be some changes, of course, but we know that you like to tell us good and bad.
Brutally sometimes.
Yeah, so we are happy to hear from you about things that should be happening going forward. The worst news that we've got for you on today's episode, and this is where it gets a bit tricky.
Yeah, it pains me a lot, actually.
Well, do you want to say it?
What? Well.
Say it.
So we've got a spare mic now. And a spare seat. And guess who's jumped right into that seat?
Oh. Hi, guys.
It's producer Paul.
Yeah.
God. Quaver Boy is in the house.
His official name.
That's not my name.
So producer Paul has got his own microphone now.
Woohoo, finally.
So
we apologise in advance.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Finally, this tired podcast can take off.
What? You know he believes that. That's not for comedy.
No, I know.
All right, let's move on. Our first update comes from Victoria.
It has been a big week for lots of reasons. Obviously, I've now stopped breastfeeding, hence having dairy back in my life, which has been wonderful. But with that comes a massive hormone drop. So I have been very up and down, a bit like a roller coaster this week with that. So comfort eating has been at the number one list of things to do, and that's fine. We also treated ourselves to two bottles of quite expensive, nice rum to celebrate the fact that we have done a year of parenting because it is Ethan's first birthday on Wednesday. Where has that time gone?
Wow.
So obviously all of next week will just be birthday related. I have adjusted my settings on NutriCheck to take off breastfeeding, so I am a lot less calories now, which is very, very annoying. I did enjoy those extra calories, but I do not want to put all of the weight that I've lost back on. And that is a genuine fear that I have now, because I can have the good cheese, the good chocolate, I can have milk, and it's all the fatty stuff. It's all the good, good, good fatty stuff. So I am a little bit concerned that I might put some of it back on. And we're going into Christmas. Crazy times.
Oh, well, welcome back into the world of taste.
What a big week I've had.
I was obsessed with you telling me what dairy-filled, chocolate-filled
everything
things you were having this week.
Imagine.
It was like you were an alien and it was the first time you'd visited this planet.
That's what it felt like.
And you were like, oh, shit, there's food here. What do I do with food?
Imagine every single thing that I have not eaten since February And that is what I've had this week.
Oh, God.
I really wish I was exaggerating.
Okay, tell me some of the stuff.
So we've had margarita with garlic pizza. So basically a giant garlic bread.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy chips.
Yep.
I've had one of my Easter eggs.
Yep.
Halfway through the mini egg bar.
Nice.
What else have we had? Oh, cheese with pasta.
Do you have toasty?
That was the first thing I had. Cheese and ham toasty, and believe me, that first bite, Jesus, chills down my spine, guys. It just hit different. I've had proper milk in a latte, but I'm not 100% sure, but I'm back on the milk
yet.
Okay. Because I like my oat milk, so
fair enough.
We'll see. I'm not having my cup of tea yet. Box of Thorntons, made a way through that. Like, literally.
What a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
But do you know what?
You know what your week sounds like? The week I'm going to have when I get to target weight.
But do you know what, though? It's crazy talk when I think about this now. When I had my first little Easter egg, I had a little one. I thought, I'll ease myself in gently because I didn't know how this was going to go. And that first bite, I was like, oh my God, that is so sweet. You know, because I hadn't had like milk chocolate for so long. And I was like, oh, I don't think I really like it. And anyway, by the end of the Easter egg, I was fully...
Oh, you get used to it then, quick.
I was
don't
fine.
Worry, love. Don't ever
and
worry.
And then kept going back to then the big chocolate bar that I've been breaking off bits by bits and bits and bits. So yeah, that is slowly getting itself out of the cupboard.
Do you feel you missed it?
No, because I think I've actually felt shit after eating all of that.
Well, you will do so.
No, really?
But do you know what? And this is why dieting is just absolutely just ridiculous and how we have programmed ourselves. Because having all of that stuff that I've not had for so, so, so long, I felt guilty for having it. And it's just
good.
Like...
because normal humans shouldn't have that in a week.
Well...
So you should feel guilty.
Excuse me.
Sorry, you're not a normal human.
But it's
an alien. We've just discussed
that. I don't know. I think because I'd gone so long without it and then having it, and it's like, oh, actually, I don't feel like I should be having this.
Mm.
And it's just getting your mind around the fact, well, actually, no, I can. Like, okay,
well,
not all the time.
I was going to say, you can have all of that,
yeah,
but not in the quantity you've had it this week.
So I probably wouldn't have had the quantity of it had I reacted a different way to having it. I was absolutely fine. Mm. It has made no difference.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So I know the dietitian said, ease yourself in slowly because it
Because I thought you might be on the loo for a week.
No, I've been absolutely fine, which is quite worrying, really, because I feel like if I had gone the other way, I would have reined in a little bit.
Because your body has gone, hello, old friend.
Hello, my old friend.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby. Get me a cheese fondue pronto.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Amazing news.
So, dairy back in my diet, guys.
Well done.
So what's the best then? If you've gone from 0 to 100, you've tried all the dairy products.
Cheese, God. Because vegan cheese is shit. Like, there is no good alternative. Whereas there are good alternative chocolates.
Can we refer you back to multiple episodes where you've tried to convince us that vegan cheese is actually not that bad?
I was in denial.
Yeah, you got used to it though.
I did get used to it.
You forgot.
Yeah.
Cathedral City existed.
Even my friend said... oh my God, I'm going to buy you a block of cheese.
Yeah.
And I really wish you had, actually.
My wife says something similar to me as a celiac. I can't have gluten, and she occasionally will make her gluten-free cookies. And I'm like, these were as good as regular cookies. And she's like, nah.
You've
institutionalised.
Yeah, you are.
I'm used to prison food now.
Yeah, you are. You just forgot.
So, all about that cheese. But then obviously with it being Ethan's birthday this week, obviously there's going to be lots of vegan cakes because bless him, he still can't have milk and, you know, dairy. So we are going to get vegan birthday cake for him.
That's okay.
But obviously I'm going to be eating a lot of that.
Of course,
I'm just
darling, you're
fucking emotional at the moment. So again, comfort eating wherever, any excuse. It's fine.
Well, so you got on the scales, I
got on the scales.
Okay, she's laughing, so we know it's shit.
Yes, but I didn't shit. That's the difference.
Yeah.
So I have gained... £3.
Oh, well done, though.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine with that. Yeah.
£3 of Cathedral City.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is cheese. Mainly, well, a few Easter eggs.
And we're coming into cheese season.
I know. This is what worries me.
We're in cheese season in a way.
I've got, because I was like in my stone bracket, I was like near the lower end, and now I'm like creeping back up again.
Yeah. Don't tell
me. And I am a bit worried with Christmas coming up. So I feel like get this week out of the way, birthday week, and then try and rein it in.
There's
Christmas.
Always something coming up, though.
There is, especially this time of year. I know. Hell, it never
it's
ends.
Crazy. Well, congratulations on the game.
Thank you. I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done it well.
Yeah, you have done it well.
But I am worried now that I'm going to put 4 stone
back
on.
Yeah, well, you know, let's start again next year. Also, just before we move on, your NutriCheck calories have gone down now because you're not breastfeeding.
Yeah. Oh, just it's so depressing.
So what happens?
So you just change. So you have to fill in like what your goals are. So you put in your weight and your height, how much you want to lose per week. And then it asks you right at the very end, are you pregnant, breastfeeding or none of the above or something? So obviously I changed mine from I am breastfeeding to none of the above.
Yeah, right.
And then my calories then just dropped.
How many do you know?
A good few hundreds. Jeez. Yeah, a good few. And then you can then scroll back to like previous weeks. So with that setting in mind, and I scrolled right back, and obviously I was over on every single day. At the time, I would have been in them.
Yes, yes.
But now, and I'm just like, and I started filling it in yesterday, and I do not get as much like. I can't snack as much now. I can't have an extra hash brown with my bacon cob. Like, yeah, it's actually quite.
You have had it easy
different.
For too long, girl.
Easy? I don't know. But yeah, it was a shock to see that number.
I bet.
I think MyFitnessPal does this, but does NutriCheck, can you do where you do some exercise and it gives you extra calories?
Yes, but why would I do that?
No, but I'd just be interested to know how much exercise you have to do to equal breastfeeding.
Oh, is that
how? God knows how much.
Marathons.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Really? Because I've seen it done and it doesn't look that difficult.
I think on average you burn at least 500 calories a day breastfeeding.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think I've done it for the year? It's not for fucking Ethan's benefit. It's for my waistline. How do you think that 4 stone came off?
I don't even understand though, because I've not been a mum myself.
Because your body's just in overdrive.
There, though. You just sat there.
Sat there. Joe.
What? I've not been a parent.
You know what? I'm going to go there. I'm just going to say it. When I first had him and I used to track it because you had to just like make sure that you feed him right side and whatever. There was one day that I did, I think, like 200 minutes feeding him.
Mm.
Just sat there then for 200 minutes.
Yeah, but I could get through a season of Succession. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't really have a lot of me time. And that for me.
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, someone hanging off you. Yeah, that's a lot of me time.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's move on.
Well done on your weight gain.
Thank you.
We have reintroduced our excuse of the week. Now, each episode we'll hear an excuse that you've used or heard at a slimming club. So send them in and you could be featured in a future podcast. Kelly says this: a woman in group said she'd put on weight this week because she's been unable to cook since Friday because her kitchen broke.
Oh,
the classic.
Oh, the best.
She was doing a massive pot of Slimming World friendly chili for batch cooking. But while she was cooking, her kitchen unit fell off the wall.
Oh, God.
Which sent the pot flying, chili going everywhere, and a smashed kitchen wall cabinet over the hob. So she decided it was not safe for her to cook until her husband fixed it. She's gained for 2 consecutive weeks now because the husband has still not fixed
the
kitchen.
Oh, of course he hasn't.
Do you know what this feels like? A lie. You know when you tell a lie and you have to double down? So she can't just say, my kitchen's out of order. She's gone, my kitchen's out of order. But I was cooking Slimming World stuff and what happened? What? And like, she's really forgot to stop
talking.
It's quite out
there, isn't it? I mean, yeah. A cupboard falling off the wall is quite out there.
Whilst you're cooking Slimming World friendly chili, guys.
Whilst you're cooking, yeah.
Guys, I think this is a perfect time for me to jump in
no,
to add balance as the man on the podcast.
Go on.
To say RIP to that husband. Who's getting it because he's not fixed the problem in the kitchen, which she caused, by the way. And then she comes home from Slimming World 2 consecutive weeks having a gain, which in her mind
is
his fault.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he's not having a good time of it. Stay strong, brother.
Spoiler, you know when a woman says, when you get a second, can you do this? That actually means do it right now. Stop everything you're doing and just do it.
Really?
So, yeah. So in, just in case you didn't know that. So.
If my boyfriend's listening to this, I mean, I'm not like that.
I mean, they don't listen, but you know.
No, I mean, he doesn't even listen to this, let alone me. So if, like with a family-sized galaxy bar, one episode of this podcast is simply not enough, you can treat yourself to extra portions and sign up to our Patreon page. page. We've got over 106 bonus episodes. There's the chance of winning £100 every month. There's random giveaways as well. It costs just £3 a month. You'll also be able to claim your weight loss certificates from us. So can we say congratulations to Emily Stubbs, Ben Bow, Julie Halliwell and Emma Stevens, who've got half stone awards. Well done. And Antoinette Breadwood, who has a stone award. Well done. If you're waiting for your 5 and 6 stone certificates.
Jesus.
Hold on. Hold
what?
On. No.
What?
Like, I've not got any credit for making 4 and a half or what was it?
Four and a half
stone certificates. Yeah.
And then we're going up by stone after 5 stone. 5 and 6.
Yeah, but where's the... Guys, we've now got 4 and 4 and a half stone certificates. Well, Paul's done a brilliant job with them.
Now, apparently. You don't need the praise. That's just this part of it.
Here's what I want to say is... The person who needs the 5 and 6 is the person who you've just sent the 4 and 4 and a half. That's how long they've waited for those.
Jesus.
Because now they need 5 and 6.
Paul,
so
what have you been doing?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
I'm the talent on the podcast now. It's like, by the way, who's editing this
right,
today?
Turn the mic off.
Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. And a reminder too that we also now have fun size episodes every Tuesday on this feed. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages that you've sent us. We're Secret Slim Pod on all socials. We're on TikTok as well now. Plus, of course, if you want a real natter, we are the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. You can chat with us and other listeners of the podcast as well.
Anonymous says, I was wondering how much you'd all lost before anyone noticed. I'd lost over 2.5 stone and nobody has mentioned it at all. I went for dinner with a friend I've not seen since I started my weight loss and she didn't say anything and it's made me feel a bit dejected. I am very overweight, so it's 10% of my total weight that I've lost. What percentage had you lost before people noticed? I know it's not for anyone else, but it would be nice to think the hard work was making a difference.
It's so weird, but when somebody says, oh my God, you look good, you've lost weight.
Yeah.
It means so much.
Yeah, it does.
It's crazy how much it means.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had it before when I've not lost weight, but I've still taken it.
Thank you. It's a bit of a weird one for me because I think sometimes it can make it sound like you didn't look good before.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking really good
I
now.
I get that, but you've got to switch your mind.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, yeah. I do understand that. I think, oh, how shit was I looking before? Was I not
but
lost,
I think
any?
It depends as well how often you see people.
Yeah.
Because if you see people every day, they're not going to notice it. But if you only see somebody a couple of times a year, then... Yeah. They'll notice it more.
Yeah. But also, I also think as well that depending on how much you've got to lose.
Yes, yeah.
As to how
noticeable.
But suddenly people will say it all the time.
Yeah.
That you will get to a stage where people are saying it, oh my God, all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. So Anonymous, I feel your pain. Angela Telford Wilkinson says, moms strikes again. Of course, this is moms make one meal soup. One meal soup, guys, not Sambuca. And Angela says, another £4 off today in group. I've had soup every lunchtime. Love it, ladies.
A lot of people are doing well with moms at the
moment.
Yeah,
they really are. I need to get on that.
Yes, considering it's your idea. That tells us how your week's gone then.
Sure.
Katie Grayson Purdy says, guess who's nail dieting?
Fantastic.
Most supportive diet partner is pregnancy.
Oh.
I went back to Yacht Club after having my daughter 5 weeks ago. I kept going to group throughout pregnancy. And when I went back this morning, I had lost... £24.
Wow,
I am also 3.5 pounds lighter than I was when I got pregnant.
Whoa.
That's impressive.
So you've lost pregnancy weight and more?
In 5 weeks. It took me a fucking year.
Should we block Katie Grayson Purdy?
Well, she might be a bit hormonal. No, maybe
so
not.
Let's not. Liz Ferguson says, just thinking after listening to the last podcast, should I set my app to breastfeeding? I'm 73. Approved.
Oh, I love Liz. Julie says, I recently listened to an old episode which claimed that Halloween candy was sin-free on November 1st. I remember that.
How good of us to say that.
I'm sitting here with a bucket of sweets on Halloween night and I can't decide if I want trick-or-treaters at the door or should I put the lights out and keep the lot and enjoy sin-free tomorrow.
I don't even remember saying half the rules that we've made on this podcast, by the way, but approved. saved.
We've still got a pile of Halloween sweets in our house because I go out with my 9-year-old and we go trick-or-treating. And we were the only house on our street that had, you know, pumpkins like decorations up. And it's like the unwritten rule, you only go trick-or-treating to those houses.
Right.
And so we got tons of people coming round banging on our door because there wasn't really anyone taking part on our street. And I got a bit pissed off with it after a while. So I was like, I took them all in. And so we've just got a load. Sorry, kids, stuff it.
We spoke about this last week, I think, Joe. And I said that I was having a panic about it because I would be fuming if somebody knocked on the door and woke Ethan up.
Yes.
Anyway, so we got home and boyfriend had a mad panic. He was like, what if we get loads of people? We've got nothing in. I'm going to go to the shop. So he went to the shop and bought three massive bags of sweets. And I said, no one's going to knock on the door. We've got nothing outside to say. And I was like, that's the unwritten rule. And no, we will. No, we didn't get a single person knock. God. So we've got three bags of sweets two bags now. He's smashed one of like refreshers and Chew-Its or whatever it is. Just sat there.
Well, sin free on November the 1st.
Well, that's it. We've passed that now.
Passed it. So you have to wait till next November the 1st to get those down. Yeah. Anonymous member. I'm a changed woman. I followed the Slimming World plan for years and now I'm a secret agent.
Yes.
This is, of course, calorie counting, but you still go to Slimming World group. Since then, I shake my head every time I see someone eating a pack of ham, chicken and beef for one snack, or sinning mashed banana or cooked fruit. One thing I never did was sin any sort of fruit. I love my group, but some of these people don't half talk out of their arse. I don't want to blow my cover, but sometimes I really need to hold my tongue. I love group. I love group for all those reasons.
I never sinned fruit and I never sinned milk. That was...
No.
Never did that.
Approved.
I mean, I didn't really follow much of the plan,
approved,
to be
approved. At all points. Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Still to come, this undeniable proof that 2024 is our year.
It's on the way.
First, though, let's get my update.
Firstly, a confession. When I was at bonfire party thing, fireworks night, I had a foot-long sausage.
Oh, yeah.
I also have not been great at writing things down. I've just been guessing this week. I've done loads of new recipes, but my snacking has been off the frickin' scale. So I have no idea what weighing's going to be like. My new recipes I've done, though, chicken casserole tonight, 1.5 sins per portion. Mango and lime chicken, not great. And the first one I did, the lamb and potato curry, was made me think like I'm the best cook ever. I've not said fuck it till Christmas, or even fuck it, it's Christmas, but I've been close because I'm out now till Christmas. 2 nights this week, 3 nights next week, and my sister's up for an afternoon, although that should be okay, but it will mean I've got to go to a different group next week.
Oh, no.
It sounds like I've got a lot of excuses, guys. Update on a recipe I've just told you 3 seconds ago was 1.5 sins per portion. Just looked at the recipe again and it's 2. God, not like me to get sins wrong.
Oh, come on.
Right. In my head, I don't know where I got it from.
I don't really know what you said in that because I was too busy listening to the football.
It did make me go, oh, I wonder if that was a good match.
This podcast is going to have to come with a disclaimer at the top of every episode.
Why?
Because anything you say about dieting is nonsense.
No, but when I realise I'm wrong, this is why the difference between me and you, producer Paul. I am happy to admit that if I get some sins wrong or anything wrong in life.
Whoa, that's not fair. Second I do something wrong, I'll admit to it.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks where, have I done okay? I don't really know.
Footlong sausage, was that with bread or just the sausage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And onions.
Oh, lovely.
Fried onions. Probably use fry light at the bonfire.
100%. Probably.
Yeah, so I had that. But that was my whole tea. So it's fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
So last week, obviously, you mentioned that you were going to have a new dish every night.
Yep.
So that's gone well.
Yeah, 3 of them. One of them was horrible. I hate it when you do that. You spend a lot of time prepping a new thing and it's like, and it just, to be fair to my boyfriend, Matt, he was very sweet and I didn't even finish mine and he battled through it. And he was like, oh, no, it's fine, Joe. It's fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought,
it's thank you, but it's not. It's not fine. Oh. The curry was great. Casserole still on the go. Made so much of it.
Oh,
and that was nice too.
Okay, but snacking, either side of the meals.
Snacking whilst making the meals.
Oh, wow.
is one of my problems. Kitchen snacking.
What were you snacking on?
Crisps.
Oh, of course you were.
Obviously. But one thing I did this week, I was trying to get a handle on my crisp consumption. So I snacked on grapes.
Okay.
And I was so bloated.
Oh.
It made me wonder whether grapes are the reason.
Oh, wow.
No, it's true though. If you have a lot of grapes, and I don't know how many I had because I just kept having them.
Gosh.
And I don't know what, but I was really bloated. I think, I'm made to say right now that grapes are worse than bananas bloat-wise.
Maybe no. When they're a Shiraz, they're bad, but not the fruit, surely.
Well, have a punnet, Paul.
Have a whole punnet.
Have a punnet. Let's do a live video if you have it, see what happens.
Grapes
to you.
Actually give me headache. I can't eat grapes, yeah.
You know they're a fruit and not out of a bottle that you're getting
I don't drink wine. Come on, guys, you know that.
Anyway, grapes make you bloated.
Is that
no
fact,
one's talking about
though?
That, but it is a fact.
Okay.
So you don't get that on any
when
other
When did you have
diet.
The grapes then? Was this after weighing or pre? What was...
The grapes were a day before, I think.
Okay. Weighing heavy then? Were they?
I would think I was weighing heavy. You're absolutely correct. Wow. Thank you, Victoria. Worse than I would have done if I'd have had 2 bloody bananas that day. So I did get on the scales and I've maintained.
Okay, again.
Again.
That's all right.
And when I was in the queue, I was with another woman who's maintained for 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And we were just like, ugh. The reason I was like, is because I can't maintain the next 2 weeks because I'm out too much.
Mm.
But I'm not just out, I'm out having free food and drink.
You think you would have maybe tried a little bit harder knowing then?
That was me trying hard.
Oh, sure.
Just so you know, that was me trying hard.
Oh, okay. Well, you're fucked then.
So I think I have got to, I'm considering at this stage going sin-free until my night's out so that I've got all my sins to carry over Thursday, Friday. Because it's free food and free drink.
Mm.
So I'm not, I can't just want to be on water and freaking salad, do
well,
I?
It depends if you took your diet seriously, you would, yeah.
Well, the good thing is I can't go to my group next week, so see what my leader will never know.
Sorry, guys, can I just check? I've not been to Slimming World myself. I seem to recall people saying you're not allowed to carry over since.
You're not allowed to, no. Well. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to.
That's the difference.
I think what they say, Paul...
They don't encourage it, do they?
If Margaret was here, Margaret Miles Bramwell, MMB, if she was here right now, she would say, listen, if that's how you want to do it, Joanna, she'd call me Mama proper name. If this is how you want to do it, Joanna, you do it, have a go, see. I can't guarantee you'll lose, but it could help you if you do limit your sins on other days. But she can't guarantee a loss if you do it.
The
that
only
way.
Thing that goes against that is it the weekend that you're going out?
Thursday, Friday.
Well, you're screwed because you weigh on a Monday.
Yeah.
So you're having all of your sins a few days before you get weighed.
Yep.
Okay.
And you're yes, here telling us the problem is grapes. Grapes and bananas. Well, that's basically it.
Well, let's see, because I'm not going to have any grapes this week. Just to see if that helps. And then we can do that. And that, great. Guys, is science.
But it's not your usual group, though, either, is it? So you need to throw that out there.
It just depends how long my sister's hanging around for at my house, whether I can get away to Slimmy One. It's unfair for her to come and visit me and me to go, oh, I know you've only been here an hour, but I do have to go and get weighed. I feel like that's a bit unfair.
Road trip. Take her with you.
Anyway, if she's listening now, can you update me on what your plans are? Now, on to least supportive diet partner nomination. Liam is today's. He says this, least supportive diet partner is also getting the best Morrison's ever award.
Okay.
It goes to Mansfield Woodhouse Morrison's. They didn't have any parmiers in for the second day on the trot. So the lovely baker lady did two fresh to order for me. Oh, I was on the hunt and craving one.
Oh my God.
She made them fresh to order. And here's what's a bit concerning, Liam, because he said I was on the hunt and craving one, and yet very much the sentence before he had mentioned her making him two. Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
God, I didn't know that was a thing.
She's made it to order.
Oh.
Yeah. Mansfield Woodhouse, not far from where we record.
I can actually have very potty. A palmier now.
Oh, my God, you can.
I know.
Okay.
Are you going to?
I don't know.
I'm waiting till I get to Target.
Yeah, Joe, they won't even do them by the time you get to Target.
I'm doing it. Now, listen, coming up later in this podcast,
okay.
The proof that 2024 is
I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Okay, let's get some more of your stories.
Amni Lucas Neal says, I've just started listening to a fun size episode and I'm laughing to myself about the fish in the microwave debate.
Oh, yes.
I was that person before I got married and used the microwave salmon in work every day. And to make it worse, the microwave was actually in an open plan office. I wasn't even embarrassed. In my defence, there were three other people microwaving mackerel.
Jesus.
So I wasn't the worst offender.
Oh, well, you were all there together. Horrible.
Well, we've had a controversial incident in our office just this morning.
Oh, have you? Really? Tell me.
Wasn't not fish based. In fact.
Okay. Yeah. What was it?
Cheese.
That's not offensive. We got though, into. Is it?
Well, listen. Okay. We went home from work yesterday. Smells were fine. We got in this morning, and you couldn't even walk into the kitchen before the pungent, rancid smell hit you. It wasn't just like it when, you know, like when you open the fridge at Christmas?
Yeah.
And the camembert hits you. It was hitting you when you walked into the kitchen.
What did they have?
We think it was a camembert, but yeah. Fuck knows
camembert
how.
Camembert at work?
Yeah.
God, bougie, isn't it? Yeah, literally.
I know.
Someone's getting paid too much.
Well, thank you. When we shall report her.
Let's drop the commission rate for the sales team,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Agreed. Oh. It was horrific. I can't understand how it got that the whole kitchen smelled.
Yeah,
was it burnt? I mean, can you even cook it in the microwave? I don't know,
but it was.
Maybe that's why it smelled so bad.
It was vile. It was humming. There was so many words I can use to tell you, but it was horrific. Not as horrific as double mackerel and salmon, as we've just heard. Ed Halifax says, let's talk Halloween if we can. I remember this well. I'd been out at a Halloween party and went straight from the party to weigh-in at 8 a.m.
What?
Yes, I was drunk at Slimming World. And I lost 5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Then I had a McDonald's breakfast on the way home, naturally. Oh, God. Well done, Ed. Oh, really well done.
I forgot
done.
To say I had a McDonald's breakfast as well.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. It's all coming out now. The greatest of all the breakfasts.
Yeah. Oh, sausage. God. Double.
And did you?
Yeah.
Gives me a bit of heartburn double, if I'm honest.
Hash brown. I think we had two. We might have had two over the weekend.
Really well done.
It rolls into one.
And anyway, and £3 on later.
Oh, worth every single one.
Victoria. This last message, I'm going to let you read out.
Okay.
Because this is the news we've been waiting for.
Okay.
From Sally Clark, the evidence, the news. This is what we're all here for. Take it away.
All right. So Sally says, I have just seen the proof that 2024 is our year.
Wait till you hear this.
1st of January falls on a Monday.
Hey!
New year, new Woo! Week. Slight problem. It's a bank holiday.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So I can't.
I forgot that bit of it.
Shit.
It's New Year's and Monday.
That's
guys,
a conundrum, that is. Because
guys,
that
we're
is
starting.
Great.
We're starting.
But it's a bank holiday. It goes against everything we stand for.
I don't know, does it?
Yes.
We
start. Because we say not holidays, don't we?
But I think this, for me, this proves it.
Okay. All right, then. Yeah.
For me, what we start our diet on the 1st of a new year. And it's a Monday. It's everything
week.
We believe in.
New year, new month, new week.
Yeah. New diet. Oh, my God.
New diet.
New me.
You're even Slimming World, aren't
you? No, same diet, but actually on plan probably next year.
Sure.
Guys, foolproof, and you are welcome.
Do you know what? That's actually got me excited.
Yeah, no, that me too. Because that made me go, oh, well, I don't need to bother now.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's made me think, it really is, fuck it, it's Christmas. We'll start again next
year.
That's
what I mean.
It's
like
it's
the planets are aligning. That's what made me feel like, oh, shit, this is the universe saying to us, right, now, come on, guys. This is your
Do you know
year.
What? Heat me up a camembert in the microwave,
yes!
I'm done.
Guys, it's the 9th of November.
Yeah, well, we're only considering fuck it, it's Christmas.
Are we? Just considering it? I thought we were balls deep in it.
All right, it's time for the Slimmer of the Week award. Now, question. Producer Paul has his own microphone now.
Yeah, he does.
So, Paul, are you involved in... Are you going to weigh yourself? What's happening here?
It's a bit of a nonsense, just you two who have quite clearly failed this week.
I've had a great
dieting. So, yeah, maybe I should
How's
be considered for Slimmer of the Week from next week.
Oh,
next
God,
week.
Why have you had a bad one?
Quavers. Mm? Quavers knocking you out again.
let's do it from next week because we've got to adjust the spreadsheet and everything. It's not really important what I've done this week.
I love that. So from next week.
From next week.
You I'll are be, eligible. For Slimmer of the Week.
I'll be eligible for Slimmer of
Does
the Week.
Does that mean we have to get his updates every week?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know if you need that. I'll just swoop in and take the glory at the end.
I don't think you can really say that you're Slimmer of the Week, though, if we haven't actually discussed how your week's been.
Oh, don't worry. We can interrogate him.
Okay, but I was off last week, so, you know.
It was a bit of holiday game.
Oh, yeah, holiday game.
Okay, fine.
But
this week,
that means I'm primed nicely for next
for
week's
a big
loss,
loss,
though, yeah.
Sure.
For what, for a whoosh?
That's not a thing.
I'd love it if he had a whoosh.
Okay, well...
So no one's getting it this week, then?
Begrudgingly, Joe is Slimmer of the Week.
But she's not lost weight.
Yeah, but I've maintained.
But you've not lost it.
No, but what I've done is better than you. So
but he's had the better week.
Okay, well, that is true. I'll grant you that. All right, that's it from this week. But you can chat to us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. And don't forget to check out the Secret World of Slimming Club's fun size episode on Tuesday. And the main episode, of course, back here on Thursday. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.